The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Welcome to the Financial Symphony. This is Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna, the star of our show. Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners in Perrysburg. And Dan has a lot of important things to tell you today on this week's radio show. We appreciate your being with us. Dan, it's always good to be with you on this program.
It's good being here, Ron.
Here's the number to call to get in touch with Dan's office, 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. If you're listening for the first time today, trust me, after a few minutes, you're going to want to call Dan's office and get a visit arranged so you can come in and have a conversation. Very casual atmosphere and very comfortable conversation. 800-373-9715. Dan, I don't know if you've seen the movie 50 Shades of Grey. There's been a lot of talk about it. I haven't seen it. But
me neither.
I have not. I kind of know what it's about, you know, but we've seen so many commercials and everything for it and heard so much conversation. It's hard not to. But I thought today we would talk about 50 Shades of Gray area. A lot of things are not necessarily black or white, but they kind of fall into a gray area. And certainly that's true when you're talking about financial planning. Most things aren't black and white. There's usually a lot of gray area involved. So maybe we can identify some of the issues that usually require a rather nuanced discussion. First of all, this requires a lot of thought, and I know you deal with this all the time. Pay off the house early or not?
Yeah, we get this question a lot. We've got a lot of folks that are in a situation where they could easily pay off their house, whether it's with money out of their savings account or money out of retirement plans. And so we'll just kind of, we actually have a program that shows you kind of the trade-offs and where that's at. So a very common question, the biggest thing that we ask first, the very first question is, you know, we want to know what interest rates are and where you're at there. But most everybody's got a pretty low interest rate these days. But the bigger thing that we ask is, where's the money you would pay off the house with? Because if you're taking it out of something that's producing a higher rate of return, obviously that's not a very wise exchange. If you're doing it just for comfort level, that's definitely something that could be argued. The other thing is, many times somebody says, hey, I've got this $52,000 in my old 401k or my IRA. I could easily pay off my house with that. And I'll just caution you that those are not real dollars. When you take $52,000 out of a 401k or an IRA, you have to pay taxes on that. So the net is not $52,000. The other thing that happens, and people don't always think about this, is that's income that's going to be layered on top of your other income this year. So it could potentially give you some exposure to higher tax brackets as well. I'm not trying to scare anybody away from paying off their house. I'm just saying there's a lot of moving parts that you want to look at when you're considering it.
Another area altogether that certainly could be classified as a gray area because it's not so easy to make the decision sometimes, Roth conversion or not?
Yeah, the Roth conversion is one of the best tools for accumulating wealth that you will not have to take required minimum distributions on down the road, that you can have money that you know is going to be a dollar that's really a dollar. The problem is when you convert those dollars from traditional IRAs to Roth IRAs, you have to pay taxes on it at that point. When paying tax on it, same situation that we just talked about, you're going to be paying tax. And that's ordinary income tax at this year's tax rate. So depending upon where you're at in the tax rates and how much money you've earned, that's a consideration. Another consideration is, where are you getting the money to pay the tax? Because if you're planning on taking it out of IRAs, it usually doesn't work out very well. So this is one of the ideas that's often talked about and seldom applied.
Well, here's another question for you. We're talking with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners here on the Financial Symphony. Term life or permanent life insurance?
Yep, we have a lot of both that we use in our office. So we've got a couple of guys here that do life insurance all day, every day. It's really all they do. We have 60 companies that we use for those situations. And I've got some term insurance on myself and some permanent insurance. And most people would call it kind of whole life, but we've kind of moved beyond that. There's so many new styles that are so much more efficient. The good thing about term is it's really inexpensive. The bad thing about term is it's likely that you're going to outlive it. So it's so inexpensive for a reason. It's that most of the life insurance that's in the term life insurance policies, those death benefits don't get paid out because we usually outlive them, or the premiums go up and we stop paying them, or we just say, well, we're just going to let this thing go. We don't need it anymore. So where we see a big move lately is the permanent life insurance. And we've got more and more of our older clients. And when I say older, I just mean older for buying life insurance. I mean, in their late 50s, early 60s, sometimes early 70s, because they either owe somebody something or they care about somebody. And then the other element, this is really new, than just been happening in the last couple of years, is a lot of the life insurance carriers that we are using will give the death benefit in advance to your death for long-term care needs. And so it's a bucket of money, a bucket of somebody else's money that you can draw on if there's that kind of need for your family. And that is a really, really big deal that everybody's talking about now.
800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Wherever you are, all over the Toledo area, call that number and arrange a time to come in and have a conversation about all of these types of things with Dan DiVerna face-to-face. Back to the show here, we're asking about things that fall into a gray area, neither black nor white. But what about putting off Social Security or starting it earlier? A lot of things to consider there, right, Dan?
A lot of moving parts on this one, Ron. I actually had another client of mine, Ron, in here this past week, and we were talking about exactly this. We were talking about, should he start to draw it now at his age 65? Should he wait till 66? Should he wait till age 70? Knowing that every single year that you wait, you're getting a pay raise. So it really depends on how long you're going to live. So, Ron, what we just tell them is, hey, tell us when you're going to die, and then we'll just work the numbers backwards, and it's really easy. And everybody gets a chuckle out of that, but the truth is that longevity has a big, big part of this decision. The other thing that's a big part of this decision is cash flow. So at 62 or 3 or 4, can you afford not to take Social Security? Does your situation personally allow you to have that opportunity to wait and get that higher amount at a later date? So these are the things that we walked through with Ron. We actually have a program that laid this out to Ron and showed him not just the year that he should take it, but actually even the month. It was pretty neat.
I'm really identifying with this conversation. It feels as if you're talking about me, Dan. One more here that I wanted to throw at you and that falls into a gray area. How about long-term care insurance? We spend a lot of time talking about how most of us are going to need long-term care at some point. Should you buy long-term care insurance or not?
Well, there's a couple different ways that you can address this long-term care thing. And by not really thinking about it, and not really talking about it, and not really doing anything about it, that is certainly a way to address it, by not addressing it. Long-term care insurance is getting much more expensive, and that's probably the biggest drawback to it, is that it's really gotten more costly, and the reason it's gotten more costly is because more and more people are using it. And Ron, you're thinking, if one of the two of us are going to need long-term care, you're thinking it's me, and I'm thinking it's you,
sure.
And that's just how we think.
Yep.
But the truth is, I'm not just worried about if something happens to my wife and she goes into a facility. I'm most worried about if I go into a facility and we drain down all of our cash reserves, and now what's my wife have to live on? So long-term care is a very, very important piece of the pie. So if you're in a situation where you'd like to have some clarity on some of these what ifs, I would tell you we can provide that clarity. We do a fantastic job. It doesn't cost you anything. It's just a casual introduction, and it takes a little bit of time for us to build out for you. We would love to do that. And then we start to dig in, and we start to learn a little bit more about each other. And by the end of the Money Map process, you have a very clear direction and a very clear picture of not just where you're at, but how you can get where you want to be. So if you're interested in going through that process, for sitting in my office with me and having a very casual conversation, give us a call right now.
800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number, leave your contact information. Wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, certainly you can come into Perrysburg at a convenient time and have a conversation with Dan DiVerna. And Dan has an outstanding team as well, all ready to help you. 800-373-9715. Certainly have lots of questions about retirement. We all do. And Dan does this every single day of his life. 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. And there's more coming up on today's show. Thank you so much for listening.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan.
In northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor, and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
It's time for another Musical Connection here on the Financial Symphony. So, Mark, I'm wondering if you can identify this person by what I'm about to say. Well, I'm standing next to a mountain. I chop it down with the edge of my hand. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that's Hendrix.
Standing down on the mountain. Yeah, I know which one that is. Yeah.
All right. How about, excuse me while I kiss
the sky. That's Voodoo Child. Isn't that Voodoo Child?
Yeah, I believe
that's
so.
That's Voodoo Child.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky. Of course, a lot of people thought that was this guy.
I know.
And that's not the case at all. What can we learn about retirement planning from some of the greatest quotes from arguably the greatest rock and roll guitarist in history? Jimi Hendrix.
What's the quote?
Throw another quote here at you. I'm the one that has to die when it's time for me to die, so let me live my life the way I want to. What can we learn from that? It's kind of a dark quote, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very dark. Considering the way he died, it's kind of prophetic, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. So in the financial world, our financial connection to that quote, I'm the one that has to die when it's time for me to die, so let me live my life the way I want to. Mm-hmm. You know, the financial connection for some people, their main goal is literally designing a retirement plan to live the way they want to.
Yeah.
And really, that should be the goal. I've said to folks how many times on this radio program that we want you to live the similar lifestyle you're living now. We want you to enjoy the fruits of your labor. We don't want you to be a miser when you retire. We have, you know, we've said that over and over and over again. But some people say things like, well, we could get by on, you know, this amount of money, X amount of money, if we don't take any big vacations, or we probably eat out too much, and we should probably plan to eat at home more once we're retired. Mm-hmm. It's almost like we get into, you know, let's scrimp, you know, and I realize it's a scary time because paychecks are gone, right?
Right, exactly.
You know, we say another name for retirement, Ron, is permanent unemployment.
That's right.
But what's the point of getting to retirement just so that you can continue scrimping and saving and not really doing the things you want to do, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me. How do we know how much we can spend? What is the comfort level? And how do we know that we can navigate through retirement that once those paychecks stop, that we're not going to have to worry about whether or not we're going to run out of money? Well, it's plain and simple, folks. You got to have a plan. You need to have a plan in place that, A, answers that question, but B, gives you the confidence to spend money freely and literally do the things that you want to do. And that's what I feel like we do the best here. What we're able to put together, it's like putting pieces of a puzzle together. We take all the information. How much have you already saved? How much is your projected Social Security check going to be? Are you fortunate enough to have a pension, whether big or small, or any pension? You know, what's that going to be? When is the best time to turn on Social Security and turn on that pension to optimize your income? You know, if you're married, how are we going to make sure that your spouse is taken care of with future income? And then we factor in all the expenses that you have. We factor in, listen to this now, inflation. We've got to make sure that whatever you're spending today is probably going to cost more later on in life. We know that we may have some unexpected health care costs coming down the line. We know that we may have higher taxes by an administration eventually that might raise taxes because we're sitting here with $20 trillion in debt. And we have to put all of this together so that we can create the right type of plan or income plan so that you can have a stress-free retirement. You don't have to worry about whether or not we're going to run out of money. But if you're sitting here right now and you're asking yourself this question, I don't know if I'm going to be all right or not. Or maybe you've just looked at your expenses today and said, well, based on what we're spending today, I think we'll be fine. I can do the math and we're going to last 30 years. And you haven't factored in inflation. Then you need to really sit down and reevaluate this. Get a second set of eyes to look at this. And we can help you with that. It's not hard. But all we need to do is get a little bit of information from you. It won't take very long to do that. And we can put together a plan and show you what retirement might look like. Maybe you're ready to retire. Maybe the stress of what you're doing right now is like, I've had enough. I wish I could just go in tomorrow and just retire. Well, you won't know that answer unless you've sat down and crunched the numbers with us, and we can sit down and answer that question for you. But you've got to act. So, Ron, tell the folks what they need to do.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
You want to see sharp and not be flat in retirement? This is the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. Of course, he is your financial consultant in Northwestern Ohio. If you'd like to get in touch with Dan's office, call 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. And leave your contact information, and you can come in for a conversation. One more time at that number, 800-373-9715. It is time now for our Community Connection on today's edition of the Financial Symphony, and we'll check in with Dan and his special guest, Dave Schultz of the Northwestern Ohio Tractor Pullers Association.
Hey there, Ron. How's it going today?
Just a fantastic day.
Good, good. Well, I'm here with Dave, and we've worked together with the Tractor Pullers for quite a while now, and I just want to welcome Dave, first of all, and then we'll get into the kind of the nuts and bolts of what this meeting's all about.
Dan, thanks. It's great being here today, and just love talking about our event and talking about the things we do in Northwest Ohio.
Yeah, so as a young boy growing up in Pemberville, Ohio, you know, one of the big things that we always looked forward to was the tractor pulls. And I know it was around when I was a kid, and I'm 45, but how long have the tractor pulls been going?
Well, the National Tractor Pulling Championships, which is the name of our event, has actually been going on since 1967. This marks the 51st year of the tractor pulls being in Bowling Green under the National Tractor Pulling Championships.
That is awesome. So it's coming up right away here this next weekend, but what are the exact days of when it is, and how can somebody kind of start to look you guys up a little bit?
Well, first off, we are on pulltown.com. You can come to our website and get all the information that you need, but we are pulling the 17th, 18th, and 19th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this weekend. So it's, you know, going to kick off Thursday night. We're going to start seeing, you know, some huge, huge classes. We've added a class this year. We've added the light unlimited mods. They have limited to two engines, and it's a great class. But, you know, it's just going to be, you know, five great shows. Can't wait for this thing to kick off.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I'm always in attendance, and it always seems like, I mean, I didn't know it was quite 51 years, but I mean, to think that it is, and to think you guys are always kind of still throwing curveballs, like there's always something kind of new that's going. When I think of all the way back to when I was going as a, you know, little boy, and now where we're at now, how big a deal this thing is. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, we work for every show. We work 18 months. I mean, currently we're now working, you know, what we're going to do for 2018. You know, we don't even have 2017 in the books yet.
Yeah.
We're always looking, you know, what can we make better? You know, we look at what we do for not only the pullers themselves, you know, we want them to have a great experience bringing their, you know, their equipment here, and we want to put on the best competition, but it's also, you know, a fan experience. It is motorsports entertainment. You know, we want the fans to be able to come and have a great time. We have spectators come every year. I mean, I met a gentleman. He had been, last year was our 50th. He had been at all 50 tractables.
Wow.
And that part was just really exciting because, you know, he goes, oh my God, it's changed so much, you know, and every year we try to bring something new, you know, a new class. This year we're kind of changing it up. We used to pull Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Well, the Sunday show was always a little smaller. Everybody had, you know, had a good time all weekend. They were ready to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you'd see a constant stream of vehicles, you know, leaving during the show. And the stands weren't as busy. So what we've done is we looked at, okay, Saturday night was always our biggest show. So let's end on the highest note possible. So what we did is we didn't want to take away a session. So last year for our 50th, we pulled Thursday night. The feedback from that was, it was huge. People loved it. So, okay, we said, well, let's take Sunday and move it to Thursday night. And, I look for it to really be a huge success. The feedback from not only the pullers, but mainly the spectators. That's where, you know, that's why we're there, is we're put on a show for the spectators, and they seem to be really happy with it.
Well, and being a boy from Pemberville, we would just drive over to Bowling Green, you know, and we knew right where it was, but for those folks that don't know right where it is, where exactly is this deal located at?
Well, we are in Bowling Green, Ohio, at the Wood County Fairgrounds, and we put it on there. It's been there every year, and you know, you can come in, you can come for the day, you can come. We have people come from all over the country and all over the world. I was talking to a guy online. He bought his tickets. He's coming from New Zealand, and this is his vacation. He's
wow.
A tractor pull enthusiast. Bowling Green is the granddaddy of them all, and he wants to be here. And he's going, yeah, I don't know where I'm going to go. And I gave him my number. I gave him my cell number. I said, when you get here, call me. I want to take you around. That's, you know, somebody coming that far, you want to have them have the best experience. But for me, it doesn't matter if they're coming from across the street from the fairgrounds. We want them to have the very best experience. But we pull from about 47 states.
Wow.
And so it's exciting.
That is awesome. So when I think about part of the expansion, I know you guys do some, you know, you have a lot of people that come for the whole event, like they're camping there, right?
Yes.
Don't you have some kind of a setup where people can actually be there for the whole kind of event like that?
We actually, a couple years ago, you know, have bought some additional properties next to the fairgrounds so that we have area for camping. We have over 2,100 campsites.
My goodness.
And so, and right now we have about 150 of them left. I mean, so it's really sold out. And that's the exciting part, is we have people coming in, you know, you can reorder your tickets starting in October of what you had last year if you were here. And we sell probably 3/4 of our campsites to people that were already here last year.
Oh, and wow.
So, but right now we have a little leftover. We actually added 400 campsites last year for our 50th. So we've got more area. So a lot of people were used to us, you know, constantly selling out. We didn't want it. We want people to go, geez, we can go this weekend. Let's go. Let's get a camping spot and let's go.
That's fantastic.
So
the campsites are almost sold out. So if you, if you're looking for one, you better hustle.
You better get right? better get going on it, because I truly think we will sell out again this year.
Yeah. And what about like tickets? If somebody wanted to get tickets, you know, are you guys going to sell out, you know, for one or two of the shows, or is it possible to get a seats no matter what?
Well, there's plenty of room. You know, we've got the big grandstands. If you want to come and, you know, you're fairly local, you know, stop at Kroger's. You can get a discount ticket at Kroger's. You can, you know, up until about a week before the event, you can get them up, you know, at our building. You can buy them at the gate. You can literally, you know, decide, hey, I want to go today, drive up, and you can buy a ticket right at the gate. So we definitely, you know, have room. You know, you might want to bring a lawn chair, because I will say this, the grandstands do fill up first. So, but there is places where you can actually bring a lawn chair and, you know, have a seat.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, we're obviously always hoping for good weather with an event like this, because, I mean, you've literally got thousands and thousands of people funneling into Bowling Green just for this one kind of special event, right?
We're going to have 75 to 90,000 people show up. Yes, and we definitely want, you know, the best weather we can get. It'd be nice if we could have, you know, 75 and sunny the entire weekend. Something happened last year on our Saturday. It rained, and it was like, oh, what are we going to do? You know, and it's like our 50th, you know, we kind of waited, and the rain ended. The tracks were a mess. Our track crew actually turned around in an hour and a half, and we were pulling. And people were going, oh, there's just no way they can turn these tracks around. And they were some of the best pulling tracks that we've ever had. And so we will do everything we can. As long as Mother Nature, as soon as it stops raining, within an hour and a half to 2 hours, we can actually be pulling.
That's fantastic. So it's kind of neat that the experience has grown from just being something, you know, when I was a little kid, where we would just go for this, you know, couple hours, to now, if somebody wanted to really make this their vacation or a big part of their life, I mean, to take a few days if you're really passionate about it. I mean, it's definitely loud enough. You can almost, you drive through Bowling Green, you know, even if you're down at the Burger King, and you know what's happening.
Well,
you know,
I was going to say, people know we're in town because, you know, you see the parade of haulers coming in, and you see the campers, you know, that do have their campsites coming in. The traffic gets pretty backed up, but I will say this, we're lucky. We work with, you know, the Highway Patrol and the City of Bowling Green and the Wood County Sheriffs. They, you know, they get traffic moving, they keep it moving, and you know, traffic jams aren't too bad. But yeah, you can definitely hear when we're in town. The neighbors around tell us sometimes, hey, you know, we go on vacation that weekend, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell the people, hey, don't go on vacation. Go on vacation, come to see the tractor pulls. You know, this year it's kind of, you know, feel the power of the poles. You know, a lot of people go, you know, I've lived in Bowling Green for a long time, and, you know, I haven't gone in years. And, you know, I really want to see people come out, see what we're about, because it's not just about the pulling. There's other things that go on. You know, we have concerts every night. We have bands. We bring bands in, to have entertainment. The cool thing is, if you're any part of a gearhead, you know, like wrenching on things, it's an open pit. You can actually walk right up to the transporters, meet the drivers, actually be within a foot of the pulling vehicles. So, you know, if you like doing that kind of stuff, come out and see that, because, you know, a lot of the other motorsports events, you can't get up close and personal. Here, you can get right up with the equipment and see what it's all about.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you know, we're hoping, we're fingers crossed for a good weather weekend, and just the idea of having 75 to 90,000 people funneling in for these events is just really exciting. But Dave, I wanted to thank you for taking time out of your busy day. Obviously, you have a lot going on right now, but thanks a lot. We appreciate you guys and excited about the opportunity to kind of, you know, keep getting the word out, and something that continues to grow because of just how great of a job you guys do.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always great to talk about our event. It's always, you know, great to try to bring people in that have never been to it, maybe have heard of it. So I appreciate the time coming in. Been a pleasure.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Once again, that is Dan DiVerna on today's edition of the Financial Symphony, talking with Dave Schultz of the Northwestern Ohio Tractor Pullers Association. We'll get back to talking about money in just a moment here on the Financial Symphony. That's our community connection.
It's remarkable sometimes the emotions and feelings music brings to our daily lives. It was there for graduation, on our wedding day, and sometimes even resonates on our darkest days. So as you look back on life and remember the music that strikes a chord with you, take a moment to look forward to your retirement. Will it be a time ripe with uncertainty? Or will it be a time of joy? If you're in a spot now where you don't think your current plan will deserve that kind of celebration when you reach retirement, then it's time to get a second opinion.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Dan DiVerna is the star of our show. Of course, you're a financial consultant for all of Northwestern Ohio. DanDiVerna.com. That's his website. Check it out. And always good to be with Dan on the show. And this is our Getting to Know You segment. And Dan, I want to ask you a question. You might think it's kind of a silly question, but you know, we always talk about how important it is to get enough sleep and get a certain number of hours per night and all this kind of thing. But let's just speculate for the moment. What hobby would you get into if time and money and sleep and all that sort of thing were not an issue?
Well, I think that the hobby, I already do it. I do the martial arts thing, and on Mondays and Thursdays, 6:30 in the morning, I'm either teaching class or I'm a part of class. And I think I would definitely expand that. I've tried other things. I've done the triathlons. I've done some yoga. I've done dabbling in different things, but the thing that always keeps pulling me deeper into it is the martial arts thing. You know, ever since, you know, Hong Kong Fui back in the day, I've always had an interest in it. And for the last 10 years, I've been practicing martial arts, gotten deep into the meditation. It's physically keeps me in pretty good shape. A fairly stressful job. The meditation is helps with that. So I think that I would just continue to kind of expand my horizons in the martial arts. It's kind of one of those things. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I feel like I'm even more of a novice than I was when I started 10 years ago. Now I realize how much more there is.
Oh, there's so much to learn, I guess, always. And when you stop learning, you stop experiencing things. And it sounds like you found exactly what you need with the martial arts thing.
Yep, big fan, big fan.
That's our Getting to Know You segment with Dan DiVerna on the Financial Symphony. There's more coming up on today's show in just a moment.
We all see the finished product of a music superstar, the sold-out performances, the TV and magazine covers, and the eventual acceptance speech at the Grammys. What you don't often see is what it took to get to that stage. Hours and hours of practice, the traveling, the critics, the improvement. All those little details happen in the background without us noticing. And you know what? Your financial maestro puts together a financial plan for you in much the same way. They make the process easy for you on the surface, and you'll get to marvel at the finished product, your plan. But don't forget about the all-important details and effort that are going on in the background to craft your financial masterpiece. And remember that your plan should be a thing of beauty.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Your financial plan shouldn't be a one-hit wonder. Make sure it'll be considered part of the greatest hits by working with your local financial maestro.
This is the Financial Symphony. You're on Stutz along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. Dan, of course, your financial consultant that you hear every week on this show, serving all of Northwestern Ohio, wherever you live in the Toledo area. Dan's office is in Perrysburg, of course, and you can always get in touch by calling 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number and leave your contact information, and a member of Dan's team will get back with you first thing in the morning on Monday, and you can set a time to come in and have a conversation about your situation. As a matter of fact, you might get a call from Dan. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. It is story time here on the Financial Symphony. And Dan, tell us about a time when somebody came to you to get their retirement plan on track, and you basically had to do a complete overhaul of their portfolio to get them where they needed to be.
Well, I'll tell you, this happens quite a bit. Many people are built for accumulation, but when you go to the distribution phase, it's very, very different. You know, you just can't handle the same kind of bumps in the road and whatnot. So where my attention gets drawn is a pretty recent history situation. It was just a couple weeks ago that we had some folks in and they said, hey, we'd really like you to look at things. And so what we did is we brought everything together. We put it kind of all on one booklet. It's our overlay. And what we realized, they had 42 different positions and 42 different things they owned. And if you asked, hey, why do you own this? They really didn't know. They didn't feel like they understood the overall plan and the purpose, which I think is a big part of why they ended up kind of knocking on our door, if you will. But that was probably, as far as recent history, sometimes people in our line of work tend to kind of outsmart themselves. They're trying to get too fancy. And let's face it, I mean, we're all fairly bright to be doing this job, but it's not rocket science. And you really don't have to complicate things. There are some very simple processes, some very simple systems that are highly functional and work really, really well. So if you're in a situation where you think that things are a little bit too complicated, or maybe you don't have a clear vision of exactly where you're going and what you're trying to accomplish, then please give us a call.
Dan DiVerna has lots of stories like this he could tell to illustrate how he's able to help so many different people in different situations. He's been doing this for a very long time and has certainly dealt with all kinds of different scenarios, and everybody's situation is different. So come in and have a conversation with Dan DiVerna. Again, that number is 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. That is your financial symphony number to put you in touch with Dan DiVerna at Creative Financial Partners in Perrysburg. 800-373-9715. There's more coming up on today's edition of the Financial Symphony after this.
Prior to a performance, it's essential that all musicians get in tune. Without proper tuning, the performance will suffer and the sound will... it won't be music to your ears. Tuning in the financial world is equally important. Make sure your financial plan is pitch perfect by calling today.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
I know it's only rock and roll and retirement, but I like it. Stay tuned to the Financial Symphony.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna, Creative Financial Partners, serving Northwestern Ohio. And Dan DiVerna always ready to help you, but everybody's situation is different. All the things he talks about on the radio show every week, you know, don't really necessarily 100% apply to your situation, because everybody's situation is unique. That's why it's so important to come in and have a conversation. We appreciate your listening to the show, but go ahead and reach out and make that phone call and arrange a time to come in and get on the calendar. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Call that number and you can come in and have a face-to-face talk with Dan DiVerna. And Dan, I know when people come in, you know, they may be expecting an intimidating atmosphere and all this kind of thing, and may be thinking that it's going to be uncomfortable, but I know you well enough to know that when people come in, they're going to be very comfortable and you're going to have a really nice, pleasant conversation.
Yeah, it's always very relaxed. And it's one of the things that I hear the most is, boy, I really expected there to be a lot more pressure, a lot more of a sales type of a setting. And so when they realize how laid back we are and how relaxed our process is, everybody's like, boy, I really wish I would have done this sooner.
Yeah, that's right. Let's talk about some details that a lot of people can miss when they're thinking about their retirement planning. And maybe they fail to consider certain things when they're planning for retirement. Number one, and a lot of people find themselves in this situation right now where they're kind of the sandwich generation. They're having to support their parents and their kids at the same time, and even more folks find themselves in a situation where they're having to help with one or the other. The baby boomer generation has a lot of problems in that regard, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of responsibility put on this group here. the sandwich generation, the idea that they're responsible and they've got so many stories about raising their kids and their kids moving back after college and some of that experience and kids and grandkids, all that stuff that's still kind of a little bit fun. And then on the other end, you're dealing with things that absolutely aren't fun at all. I mean, I remember when my grandmother moved in with my parents, and I was an adult, but not really type of a thing. And it's just a tough deal for everybody. It's the last thing that grandma wanted was to live with my parents. And my mom and dad were really the only local ones left here. And so they did it, and they loved doing it, and they wouldn't have it any other way. But eventually, it was just too much. And I recall my grandmother falling and my dad, you know, going to help her and that situation and just the turmoil. And I thought about, and I still think about, the way my grandma had to feel, because nobody wants to feel like they're a burden. And so they want to have those situations taken care of. And so not only is this generation of baby boomers worried about taking care of themselves, but they're taking care of everybody. They're yeah. taking care of those folks that are older than them, their parents and family members there, and then they're still helping to take care of their kids and sometimes even grandkids. It's an awful lot to ask.
It really is. And Dan, I like what you said a moment ago. It makes so much sense that probably nobody in that whole equation, probably nobody felt worse about it than your grandmother. She didn't want to be in that situation for sure.
Absolutely not.
And we've talked many times about how when you retire, another way of putting that is to say permanent unemployment. And one thing you have to think about is, how does your family feel about you quitting your job? A lot of people don't even consider that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Not too long ago, I had one of my clients who worked at Jeep here in Toledo. And he was one of those guys. He would wake up, well, I can't even tell you, like 3 or 4 in the morning, he'd be going to work, right?
Wow.
And he would oftentimes not get home till 7 or 8. I mean, he's just one of those guys, hard working guy,
yeah.
was able to give his family all of the perks, you know, great vacations, a great lifestyle. They got to drive the cars they wanted. They have a great house. He did an amazing job saving for retirement, an amazing job. And then one day, and I never thought the day would come, and his wife and I talked about it. We never thought the day would come. We just thought he was kind of faking it. And one day he just literally, yep, today's the day I'm retiring, you know, and we knew we had done the financial plan. We had gone through that money map process forwards, backwards, every direction. We were so confident. We knew he had done everything he needed to do, and he walked away, and his wife tells me, yeah, so Dan, you're going to have to help me here. I've been driving the card club for the last 32 years. And now he's sitting out in the driveway with the car running, waiting to take me to card club.
Oh, wow.
Like, we're going to have to get him a job in his retirement or get him some friends, because all he ever knew was work. And so it's a really interesting to think about, all of a sudden, these two people that have just kind of been working together for the greater good, now they're really going to be together. And they're really going to spend time together. And what that looks like from each of the partners is very interesting at times.
And not only was his lifestyle going to change, but hers was going to change dramatically
yeah,
as well.
No question. And I think that snuck up on her. In fact, I know it did, because I just don't think she was expecting him to retire, first of all. But second of all, how in the world could she have expected that he was going to be her chauffeur?
A lot of people retire from their job and do like this guy. They don't really have anything else to go to except just, you know, their family and staying at home and that sort of thing, because they're so into their jobs. But then a lot of people also retire and then they take up something else, maybe some kind of a job that they've wanted to do their whole lives, or maybe a part-time job that they really enjoy. And I guess when you're retiring, you need to decide which of those folks you're going to be.
Yeah, this is probably the biggest segment of my retirees are in this category now. They are people that are doing what they like to do instead of what they have to do. So we've got a much bigger contingent of people that are retiring from jobs that they made a lot of money, they did well, but they're willing to say, hey, I'm okay with making less money to go do this, because when I go to work, it's like you, Dan. Dan going to work isn't work. You know, me being on the radio with you, this is not work to me. This is fun. And so if you wake up and you're going to work is fun, it isn't work. And it's a big deal. And I'm seeing my most successful retirees doing something. And sometimes it's not something that they make money. Sometimes it's helping their neighborhood. Sometimes it's giving time to charities. Sometimes it's, you know, just doing something where they can engage and help people and be social and all the different things. I can't even begin to tell you all the different things I'm seeing people do, but it's a lot of fun watching people have successful retirements.
But again, it's something they want to do, not something that they have to do. 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. If you'd like to achieve that kind of lifestyle and not worry about outliving your money, then get Dan DiVerna to put together a plan for you, go through the money map process, and you can only do that if you go ahead and reach out and make that phone call, 800-373-9715. That's Dan DiVerna at Creative Financial Partners in Perrysburg. We'll give you that number again in just a few minutes here. A couple more things to consider when you're retiring. Are you prepared to handle infrequent but major purchases? For example, all of a sudden one day you realize that you need to replace the roof or buy a new car. Are you ready to do that? You got to have some cash that you can get to in order to achieve those things.
Yeah, this is something that's oftentimes forgotten. You know, I actually had a gentleman that came to see me originally, and he said, Dan, I'm really not coming to see you for me. I'm actually really, really good at this. Of course, he was an engineer, and he said, I'm really good at this, but if something would ever happen to me, I need somebody that can guide my wife through this retirement thing. And I said, okay, you know, we sat down, and he showed me his version of his financial plan. And it was really super interesting. He had literally picked out 2 years that he was going to need long-term care, somewhere in the middle of his life. And when I think about those things, like, we all know how uncertain our lives are. And there's no predictability on when the transmission in the car is going to go out and when the roof's going to need to be replaced and when we're going to have the furnace go kaput. And so when I think about those things, we have to have plans for some of the what ifs. And this is a big part of what we do when we walk through our money map process. We've seen this before. I mean, you get to retire one time. I've retired hundreds of people. This is what we do literally every single day. So it's our experience. It's kind of like the guy that replaces brakes every day. You really feel extremely confident because that's what he does all day, every day. So you don't really have to worry about that. Could you YouTube and figure out how to do those breaks? I bet you could. But would you want to hop in the car and take your family on the vacation going up and down hills and mountains, having just learned how to do breaks via YouTube? You know, that's a decision we all have to make.
I wouldn't, I can tell you that much. One more question here, Dan, talking about these little details. Not so little, I shouldn't say that. What happens to the, oh boy, this is a really serious one too. What happens to the income plan at the death of the first spouse?
This is one of the big questions I get from a lot of spouses. And it's surprising because I never know who's going to bring this up. And so many times I have the husband and his impetus is I'm really most worried about if something happens to me. And I think back to one of my clients, Al, that I've worked with now for quite a while. And Al, it was all Al wanted to talk about. It was as if he had already on some level passed away. He was worried about if something happened to him, what it looks like for his wife. And that was what he was focused on. Because he was so worried. He was just so used to taking care of her, he could not imagine anything but that. And then on the other hand, sometimes you'll have somebody that where nobody's really thought about it. And then, you know, perhaps the wife is saying, geez, well, if something happens to him, you know, where does that leave me? And we're looking at things like pension options and how Social Security fits in and what kind of income we have and if that's guaranteed and what kind of rate of return is required and some of the trade-offs and life insurance and long-term care and all these things. And there's just so many moving parts. So if you're in a situation where you'd like to have some clarity on some of these what ifs, I would tell you we can provide that clarity. We do a fantastic job. There's so many people that are accumulating wealth in many ways and shapes and forms. But there comes a time when having those dollars make the highest rate of return is no longer the biggest priority, but making sure that you're able to have a plan and stick to the plan and make sure that all the what ifs that take care of your family and leave the legacy that you want, when that's the most important part. And if you're in a place like that, I would urge you to give me a call today.
800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Call that number, arrange a time to come in and have a conversation. And when you do, you're not hiring Dan as your financial consultant. You're just coming in to get some information about him and about what he can do for you. And he will get some information about you. It's just a fact-finding mission, if you will, a getting-to-know-you session. 800-373-9715. No obligation, no cost. 800-373-9715. We appreciate your listening. We'll have more coming up on today's edition of the Financial Symphony.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. And always love talking to Dan on this show. I learn a lot, too, and I know that you do if you're tuning in on a regular basis. If you're with us for the first time today, thanks for listening. I think you are going to establish a habit listening to this show because Dan makes it entertaining and certainly informational. The Financial Symphony, 800-373-9715 is your number to call, 800-373-9715. That'll put you through to Dan's office. You can leave your contact information. Dan or a member of his team will get back with you first part of the week, and you can arrange a time to come in and have a conversation about your situation. This show is all about making sure that you can retire comfortably and not have to worry about outliving your money, which is everybody's number one fear. 800-373-9715. Dan, we have some great questions that have come in from our listeners. First of all, Angie in Wallbridge. Angie says, I'm retiring at 60, but I would like to delay the start of my Social Security until I'm at least 66. But do you think it's unwise for me to live solely off my savings for that many years?
Well, Angie, I hate to take the easy way out on this one, but it depends on how much you have in savings. So when we get these types of questions, they're really good questions, but the truth is that they're the very first question and many questions follow. So when we're sitting with somebody and we have these discussions all the time, the first question is very important, but the next question is likely even more important and the next one even more important. And what we end up getting to is kind of to the point. And so obviously by asking such a good question, Angie, you're on the right track. And the question is, you know, that kind of a cash flow and needing that kind of money to be coming out of your savings accounts, there are some big benefits to waiting on Social Security for that long. The problem potentially with spending money out of your savings for that long is, what are you leaving left in your savings at the end? Because we still have some of those what ifs that we sometimes have to cover. You know, the transmission, the car, the furnace, the roof. There's so many different things that pop up that we need to take care of. And so when we defer our Social Security or pensions or guaranteed income out of some of the products that are used, sometimes we think we're doing the right thing, but it can affect our cash flow so much and our on-hand money that it's a it's just a big thing. We want to weigh out some of those decisions.
Okay, we got another question here for you. And it is from Jay in Tiffin. Jay says, I have an old life insurance policy that I probably don't need anymore. Is there any reason not to just take out the cash value and invest it someplace else?
Well, I don't know. That's a really good question. I'll tell you this. What I like to do with our life insurance policies, we have a team of folks that work here, and we've got a couple guys that work on life insurance all day, every day. And I used to, back when I worked at New England Financial in the early 2000s, it was a big part of my job. I'd go out and I would explain to people what their current life insurance policies were, what their options were, how they worked, and make sure that they were educated. And I have always stuck with that philosophy. So the first thing I want to do is I want to make sure that I understand what type of a policy you have, all of the moving parts, and all the options. There may be options that make a lot of sense that you don't even know that you have. And so the first thing is you want to get with somebody that understands those life insurance policies, can kind of speak the language or speak the lingo, so all the moving parts are understood. The other thing I'll tell you is, with the way that life insurance is now being priced, with people like my grandpa living longer and longer, the cost of life insurance has never been lower. So people that are in their 70s, I'm having conversations with, and they're like, geez, I would never be able to buy life insurance at 70. But the truth is that the current policies that they have are often priced at a much higher rate of mortality. So sometimes we're able to save them money and they can keep the death benefit in place. So these are things that we like to put through our process and make sure we understand. And at the end, we lay out and the client makes an educated decision. And if they don't think they need it, then maybe it's a situation where they can do better with the money elsewhere. And many other situations, they want to use this either for a legacy or to, you know, change somebody's life for the better. Or maybe it's just a situation where they want to do something extra special while they're still alive with that money.
Dan, we have another listener out there, Monica, who lives in Toledo, and she has a question for you. She says, I know that I have too much money just sitting in the bank, but I'm scared of a market crash. I bet this is representative of a lot of the folks that you talk to on a regular basis.
Yeah, probably definitely one of the biggest topics is just all of these people that we have as clients and that we're being introduced to on a daily basis have the experience of working with banks. And they've got money in their savings account and money in their checking account. And what they're now realizing, and almost everybody knows now with interest rates where they're at, it just – you're kind of taking steps backwards with inflation. And so everybody, Monica, is in a situation like you are where they're just evaluating. Boy, the stock market's been doing pretty well. I hate to buy on such a high, but it continues to kind of keep moving. And the other thing to think about is there are a lot of investments that you don't have to go to strong stock market driven investments to have a rate of return that can do a bit better than the bank. So there are options out there. There are some guaranteed options. There are some principal protected options. And then you can move up that risk scale if you want. But, you know, in a situation like this, we want to make sure it fits with the overall picture. So if this is something you'd like, just whether it's just one quick question and you'd like a little deeper dive into that question, or if you'd like to go through the full money map process that doesn't cost you anything, it's just a casual introduction and it takes a little bit of time for us to build out for you, we would love to do that. So the only way that this happens, and the reason that we're on the radio every single week so many times, is because we want the opportunity not only to work with our current clients, but to work with their friends and to work with their family members and to work with our community. Because there's so many people that need guidance and need help in these areas. And that's what we're here for. So give me a call.
800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Your financial symphony number to put you straight through to Creative Financial Partners. Dan DeVerna can help you, but first you have to reach out with that phone call and leave your contact information. 800-373-9715. One more time. If you haven't written this down already, please do it right now and then call right away, because that way you can get on the calendar. 800-373-9715. Dan, it's been a pleasure being with you today, and I know you're going to hear from a lot of our listeners out there.
Fantastic, Ron.
This is the Financial Symphony. Join us again next week and listen to Dan DeVerna of Creative Financial Partners, office in Perrysburg, serving all of northwestern Ohio. I'm Ron Stutz. This is the Financial Symphony.